May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Well, I hope most of you this morning picked up the similarities between what is no doubt one of the shortest Old Testament lessons I've ever heard and the gospel lesson. As Matthew shared these words, do not put yourself forward in the king's presence or stand in the place of great, for it is better to be told, come up here, than to be put lower in the presence of the noble. And then we go forward to Jesus eating at the Pharisee's house, who basically tells us the same thing. But the interesting thing to me, and what I want us to pick up on today, is that storytelling has an important part in our lives. If someone tells me, George, you need to do this, I might listen or I might not. But if someone says to me, George, let me tell you a story, and then that story makes the point of whatever it is they were going to tell me in a way that resonates with me, then I might get the point. Jesus does the same thing. Jesus takes this lesson from Proverbs about being careful not to think of yourself too highly, and he puts it in terms that people can understand. There's nothing worse than thinking yourself the most important person there, and then all of a sudden realize that you've got to go sit somewhere else. Now, I've often wondered, and have you ever noticed this, that in the procession on Sunday morning, let me even make it not just average Sunday, but when the bishop's here, who is the last person in procession? The bishop. I'm convinced because of this lesson, that is because the bishop does not want to be embarrassed. He doesn't want to come in first and be told to go down lower. He wants to come in last and then take the seat of honor. But that's just a whole different story. No, the point being that Jesus wants us to realize what I think is the most important lesson here, that we need to learn to tell stories. Stories are a way that we share our faith. Stories are a way that we share our lives. And Jesus shows us in this example that hearing a story resonates in ways that can truly make a difference. Thank you, sir. One of the hardest things we have to do is to be evangelists, is to share the good news of God as we received it in Jesus Christ. We can do it by just saying, you know, Jesus has made a difference in my life. But if we can learn, and if we can take it's our responsibility to put our story into such a meaningful prose that it becomes transforming, then people will listen. Jesus made a difference in my life. How? How did Jesus touch you? How has Jesus touched your family? Think about putting into words, think about your story and your walk in faith, and be willing to share that story. Because I believe deeply that your story is transforming not only for you, but your story of faith are the words that can make a difference and bring someone else to know Jesus as well. When people can see in us, when people can see in you and in me that God has made a difference and we know how to share it, then they will begin to believe just as we believe. Jesus took a very simple admonition. Don't think of yourself too highly. And he shared it in the form of story that we remember. Let's learn to tell our story. Let's learn to tell our story that so people will hear and people will remember and people will be moved by the power of God in our lives. The story may have begun a long time ago, but the story is not over. The story continues to live and to be written in us. Amen.